All right, welcome back to Street Smart. It's time for a reality check on nuclear power. And for that, we're joined by Véronique de Rougy. She is Senior Research Fellow at Mercatus Institute. She has combed through the data and is ready to separate myth from fact. And before we get into the myths and facts, Véronique, you were pro-nuclear before you started your research. How about now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was really agnostic. I mean, when you guys, you know, started talking about this last week, I was like, whatever. You know, I mean, after all, I'm from France, and like 75% of our power comes from the nuclear. Plus, usually, I like to, to say that nothing is risky. Really, it's all overstated, which is still the case. But it's still no reason actually to get so much of the government intervention and to try to produce nuclear. There are many bad reasons to produce nuclear.
Do you still like nuclear, though, Véronique?
I just, you know, at first it's not for me to decide, but my research tells me that I just think it's, if it could be produced cheap and and we could guarantee that nothing really bad would happen,
Well, and this is actually one of the myths that I think a lot of people, especially before Japan, and probably still now, think. Myth number one, nuclear power is a cheap alternative to fossil fuels.
Yeah, well, all the people who assume this, they assume a plant, as if the plant falls from the sky. But the reality is actually it is really expensive, and in fact, much more expensive to produce nuclear when you take under consideration the cost of capital and the time necessary to actually build these plants.
Let's show this. We have a chart here, cost per kilowatt hour of electricity, and Carol's been talking about this today as well. It's more expensive than maybe you would expect. Nuclear.
Well, it's 30% more than, and it's 30% more expensive than coal, and 14% more more expensive than energy, and that's without taking under consideration that the price of nuclear has baked in a 50% subsidy from the government. So it is really expensive.
It would be it's this chart would look a lot
business.
Different if you baked that in. Take a look at projected megawatt hours of electricity in 2016, or dollars per megawatt hour of electricity here.
That's because a lot of people say, oh yeah, but you know, if we improve technology, you know, it's not gonna get as expensive. And what's interesting about this chart is not only that projected into the future, nuclear still remains very, very expensive, but also if you notice all the heavily subsidized by the government energy sources like clean coal, that's really expensive, and solar is super expensive.
Interesting chart. Hey, let's get to myth two, because it's something Matt and I have talked a lot about this week, Véronique, and that is the main issue surrounding nuclear power is safety. You say the fact is the cost is the main issue, and we've got a chart of looking at deaths per terawatt hour of energy. Coal
terawatt,
looks like the ugly one.
As we mentioned before, terawatt is a huge unit of energy. It's a million kilowatt. And what this chart shows is that there's 4,000 fewer death with nuclear than there is with coal. I mean, on a yearly basis, decade basis, it is really much, much less dangerous.
What is killing people in a coal mine? Is that what, I mean, how are
a
people,
mine,
I realize they collapse, but that much more than, say, the amount of people that died from Chernobyl?
The other thing is like it's very often overstated the impact that the exposure to radiation even had in these instances. So for instance, we in the U.S. people seem to have been really traumatized by the Three Mile Island accident in the 80s. I guess it was. I mean, I was in there. But one of the things
late
70s. Yeah. I still wasn't there.
If you were, you would have been okay, is the point.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, and basically, no one died, and it's not even no one died, but I mean, there were very few health repercussions when the serious people who've looked at it.
And Véronique, you know, we've got another chart that looks at the risk of living next to a nuclear power plant versus getting on an airplane or driving in your car.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
So what's interesting about this chart is like this physicist from the University of Pittsburgh who's actually put this data together, and he looked at the increased probability of premature death by living at a boundary for 5 years of a nuclear plant. And he said it's one, if you live over 5 years, it's one out of a million chance that you will increase your chance of premature death. And in order to put it in perspective, it says this is the same as riding a bike for 10 minutes, even though I would argue if I'm on the bike, it's even shorter than this, or riding your car, your being in your car for 300 miles. And again, anyone who's seen me drive will argue that it's probably, you know, 100 miles is enough. And so basically, there's all these activities that we do routinely and that have as high a probability of dying.
I believe that you're a dangerous driver. Somehow, I believe that. Let's take a look at myth number three here. A hostile regulatory environment has stalled the spread of U.S. nuclear energy. I think a lot of people just believe that the NRC has held back the proliferation of nuclear power in this country as opposed to what we see, for example, in France. You say the fact is nuclear power has stalled because it simply isn't profitable.
Yeah, so, I mean, I did an interview before this. It was Jerry Taylor, who is a specialist at the Cato Institute of Energy. And one of the things that he explained to me, which is very interesting, is that in the 90s, the regulation applicable to nuclear plant were rewritten by the industry. So they're actually pretty friendly. That's the first thing. But more importantly, people always point to France as like a place where you can have cheap nuclear power and it's safe, people say. And this chart, which was put together by this research professor at MIT, basically shows you, it's kind of a review of the literature of what people say are the costs in each country. So the left side is France, and you have the upper bound and the lower bound of the cost. And then on the right, you have the U.S. And what you see is that actually the range of overlap is gigantic. So basically, the costs in both countries, right, are actually quite similar. More importantly, even if you take the lower bound of the cost in France, it's still much more expensive than many other sources of energy. So it's totally a myth.
Interesting stuff. Hey, Véronique, thank you as always. Véronique de Rougy, Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Institute.